To Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, directed by Martin McDonagh.
So, Martin McDonagh, who also did
Seven Psychopaths and In Bruges.
In Bruges is back with this film, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's a big title, and it's a...
It's a long title. Yeah. It's a long movie.
It starts off that Frances McDormand's character, Mildred, decides to put up three billboards...
Yeah.
Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Great title, they spent a lot of time on it. And this goes up to the annoyance of probably half the town. Another half thinks, this is a good thing, another half thinks it isn't. And it implies that the police weren't doing their job properly.
Yeah.
To the annoyance of Woody Harrelson's character who's playing the sheriff of the town.
Yeah, billboards are basically... Her daughter was raped and murdered before the film starts, and the billboards... are basically saying...
Months later, she feels like nothing's happened. Why
isn't it's like 6 months later, they've not arrested anyone, so she puts up three billboards, which basically call out Chief Willoughby, who's played by Woody Harrelson, by name, and say, why haven't you arrested anyone? And sort of suggesting that they're either incompetent, or they're not doing their job, or they're something, or there's corruption. Like, early on in the film, I felt that that was where they were going with it, that it was going to be a story of, like, police cover-up or corruption. Yeah. But yeah, Woody Harrelson sort of comes to her and says, look, we did everything we could. We checked the DNA. Sometimes you just don't catch people. But yeah, it was like a really interesting film and you're sort of never sure where it was going to go. And it's an odd blend of comedy and drama. Like there was a lot of funny moments in it, despite the fact that it's a quite a serious setup. Like, cause when she puts the billboard up, and you find out her daughter's been raped and murdered, you think, oh, that's, like, it's going to be a real dark film.
Yeah.
But there was just, like, a lot of comedy in it.
Yeah, no, it's a very dark movie with lots of twists, and it touches on lots of stuff. Like, it really doesn't hold back in what, like, the people in the town are saying and what they're thinking and how they're feeling. Like, it goes into stuff about, like, spousal abuse with, like, her ex-husband and going through the divorce, racism of the police... There's, like, the Catholic Church as well. They have a go at that. She has a go at, like, their part in the town as well.
Yeah.
It's like, there's rape and murder. Like, it's really brutal stuff that's talked about in it. But it has got this undercurrent of, like,
dark humour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of lightens things up a bit. I mean, there's moments when you sort of laugh, even though, like, the situation's pretty bleak. Just because of what the characters are saying or something that happens will make you laugh. And it's a really odd blend, I felt, of drama and comedy. Like, I enjoyed it, but you don't often see that going side by side.
It's a bit like, as similar to his other stuff, but it's much more emotional this time.
Yeah.
With like the subject matter and what like Mildred's going for. And Frances McDormand is really amazing in it. Like, she's fantastic. Probably like the best I've ever seen her in anything. Like she was that good in it.
Yeah, she gave a really good performance. Like her character is basically just her whole arc is just her trying to come to terms with the grief of losing her daughter. Or there's a scene later on in the film where the billboards are sort of burning, and she's attempting to put them out, even though they're well past like saving. Like it's completely scorched. And her son's saying like just leave it, but it becomes clear like it's not really about the billboard so much to her. Like, it's not really about catching the killer to her. It's about her trying to deal with the grief. And also, in some ways, her guilt about her relationship with her daughter before she went missing.
Like, everybody's dealing with it differently. Like, her son's dealing with it differently. Her ex-husband's dealing with it differently.
Yeah.
They're all got their own ways, as good or bad.
But also, like, all the other characters in it, like Woody Harrelson's character, had a huge role in it. Like, it's not just focused on it. Like, he had a huge story arc as well.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, a lot of people's... Like, when I was watching it, I thought it was, like, Frances McDormand's sort of film. But a lot of people have seen it, like, more... Like, his story is equally important. I guess it is equally important, but some people are more focused on his story. He's sort of, like, a racist... Or he's a police officer who's sort of incompetent, a little bit slow, I would say. And he's... been previously accused of racially assaulting other people in like people in the town and abusing his authority. He decides to try and become a better police officer and solve the solve the case. So he has one of the probably strongest arcs, I would say, throughout the movie. Because at the start, he's a really dislike, unlikable character. But towards the end, you have a lot more sympathy for him. And he's genuinely gone on a journey and changed.
Well, to start off, you think like he could be the main villain of the whole thing. You think,
yeah.
Like, as Woody Harrelson covering it up for Sam Rockwell. As Sam Rockwell, the monster that's in the movie that everybody's looking for.
Yeah, because he just...
Part of me did think that.
Yeah, there were a few moments where you thought, like, yeah, he could be the bad guy.
What I liked about it, though, is there's just lots of twists. It never goes where you think it's going
to
go.
The thing is, I felt like there weren't really good and bad guys in that way. Like, because in a lot of films it would be like, okay, the police are corrupt. But in this it was like, you got the sense that Woody Harrelson is working really hard and he just can't solve it.
Not immediately, though.
No.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, there's like that bit at the start where you're like... Is it a cover-up? Is it a conspiracy?
Oh, yeah. You're thinking that, but then it's like the film kind of shows at you from... First, it goes from her perspective, and you're like, oh, the police are awful and incompetent. But then it's like takes you into Woody Harrelson's world, and it's kind of like, oh, he's really trying hard. And also, like, he has his own personal problems that are going on, and then you're like...
That's a big part of it, too.
Then you sort of have sympathy for him, and you're like, oh, like, she's pressuring him, but she doesn't seem to understand that, like, he's doing the best he can.
Yeah.
And then Sam Rockwell, again, like... He's unlikable, but then you kind of get brought into, like, what he's thinking and his family life as well.
Sam Rockwell's just an arse.
I know, but then you start feeling like, okay, he's not a great police officer, but you can kind of understand why. Oh. And then at the end, like, he does make the effort, so you're like, oh.
I don't understand why he wasn't a good police officer. It was because he was a horrible person, was racist.
No, it's because he, like, wasn't very smart, because he got held back in the police academy and stuff.
Yeah.
Even Sam Rockwell's character is not very pleasant at the beginning. You start to gain some sympathy with him the more time you spend with him.
You do eventually. Yeah.
And like him, his relationship with his mother and the fact that he was held back and he's not very smart. But then at the end, he sort of learns a lesson. So yeah, that was really clever. And they did weave like all the stories together really well.
His mum is Mac's mum in Always Sunny in Philadelphia as well. Yeah. Playing the exact same character.
Yeah, she was quite good. Yeah, and Peter Dinklage was in it as
well. Peter Dinklage, yeah, there was a lot of good characters. They owned advertising boards. Caleb Landry Jones.
Yeah, he was really good. All the characters in it felt real. Like, they weren't just sort of... Even the ones that were just, like, walk-on characters had some good lines and sort of contributed to the sense it was, like, a real living town. The fact that it was sort of half-drama, half-comedy really worked well because you got the sense that that's life. Like, life is a mixture of, like, dark moments, but also there's levity and humour. And it's kind of like the humour still continues, even though people are being killed or murdered in the real world. Like, life goes on, like, there's still people living their own lives. And that's what this was like. It's sort of... Yeah, in some ways it didn't feel as though it was sort of scripted. Like, these are written characters. It felt like they were real people who'd just gone through a terrible thing and were all, like, just milling around trying to deal with it in their own way. So I felt it was really good. And it's got a lot of buzz. Like, I think it recently won the Golden Globes for Best Picture and probably will do well in other award seasons. So, yeah, it seems like it's been quite a popular film.
So overall?
Yeah, overall, I would recommend it. Like, it's a very unusual film with the sort of blend of comedy and drama. But, like, fantastic performances, great direction, and a really unique story that I don't think you'll really see many other dramas like this.
No, overall, I think it was really well written, good characters, great performances, lots of twists. I think that's what I liked most about it, was the fact that whenever you think it's going to wrap up here, it doesn't, and it just keeps going, and there's another.
Oh yeah,
it goes a different way than you think it's going to go.
Oh yeah, there was like some major twists in it that really like took it off in a different direction. So yeah, overall, I would recommend checking out this movie. Thanks for listening to our review. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon.